Hi, friend. You're listening to The Alchemy of the Human Experience, and my name is Giselle Beaumé. And in this podcast, we talk about all things mind, body, and spirit wellness with a strong emphasis on the spirit. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get right into this episode. Here are the three common reasons why a manifestation never becomes a reality. Nothing is more frustrating than desiring something, feeling that you're doing all the right steps, and your manifestation never happens. And you end up frustrated, you doubt your capabilities, you wonder why it's happening to everybody else, but not to you. In my experience, though, I see a lot of common patterns for when a manifestation is not coming through. And one of those reasons is that you are waiting for something to happen before you live in the feeling state. What do I mean? The law of attraction is simply that what you think about, you attract. That starts the manifestation process. But what actually shifts your reality is the law of vibration. You need to be living in the frequency of your desire. Your vibration needs to be matching the reality of what you desire. For example, if I wanted to manifest that I make over six figures a year in my own business, I would need to operate, to live, to think, to take actions, to basically embody the version of myself who already has that. I need to be feeling that today versus waiting to see proof of it in order to feel it. Number two is a lack of action. It's the idea that all you need to do is think about it and that's it. And that there is no frequency for you to enter, that there's no action for you to take, that there's nothing for you to do but to just have that one idea that one time. There are universal laws, and one of them is the law of action. When you move into the frequency of your desire, you will have inspired actions. Think about it. For that person who wants that over six-figure successful business where they're making a money on their own, that version of themselves did things to get to that place. They knew things to get to that place. They became a different version of themselves to get to that place. It took actions. You will need to shift from who you are now in this current reality into your new reality. It takes actions, but you need to become aware of what those are for you, following those inspirations, following the things that call your name, and even common sense actions when in doubt. Number three is being really attached to the outcome. This happens so many times, and honestly, it causes the most frustration. When you're attached to the outcome, it needs to be this very particular way. It needs to happen this very particular way, or you can't even feel or live your life the way that you desire unless your manifestation happens. You become so attached to the outcome that you're not even following any of the universal laws. You're not doing the inspired actions. You refuse to be happy or content now, or to have feel in the feeling state now. And even when you do some of it, you're only willing to do it for a little bit because your manifestation must happen and you're demanding of it. You're so attached to it. It feels all the time out of your reach. And what happens is your manifestation does not come through in the way that you desire. It may not come through at all, but even if parts of it come through, you're still not satisfied because you never truly enter that frequency. Didn't feel aligned in your actions. You felt lost at that. And you were so desperately attached to it that it always felt out of your reach. It is so frustrating to feel like that. Truth is, you deserve to have everything that you desire. You have the choice to feel it now. You have the choice to take your aligned actions. You have the choice to detach from it. Trust in it. It is already yours. There's nothing that needs to happen for you to feel it. You become it. And in that process, you unfold into your manifestation in a way you never would have expected, and with so many other amazing things having happened in your life during that process. Your desires desire you. You deserve everything you desire. You really do. And you are so much more powerful than you think. You don't need to cling to your manifestation. Allow, become, be in flow. And it is all yours. You are majestic. Thank you so much for being here with me. If this was helpful to you, please leave a 5-star review. And you can contact me anytime that you desire. I will put my contact links on the show notes. And until next time, my friend, be well.